This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Still referring to the New Jerusalem, John is shown a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. On either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. That pretty much ends the description of what John has seen. Now he is told what it will be like. We are told that there will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. It is repeated that there will be no night, no lamp or sun, because the Lord God will illumine them. Also, the fact that his bondservants will reign forever and ever is repeated. The angel told John that these words are faithful and true. It is stated that the Lord God, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. Then Jesus says, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book." Again, John fell at the foot of the angel who showed him these things. Again, the angel said, "Do not do that. Worship God." The angel went on to say, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. But in the meantime, we are told this: let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy, and let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy." Jesus has something to say concerning himself. He says, "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Again, it is made clear who will and who will not be able to enter the New Jerusalem. John puts it like this: "Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the immoral persons and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices lying." Jesus tells us again that he has sent his angel to testify to John these things for the churches. He adds, "I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star." An invitation is given by the Spirit and the bride. It is to come. Then the one who hears that invitation should pass it on to others. Another invitation is made: let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cost. There is a testimony given: "I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city, which are written in this book." Jesus further adds, "Yes, I am coming quickly." John ends the book of Revelation with these words: "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen." So, we too have come to the end of the book of Revelation. So much we have learned, and yet so much more to find out when we are with the Lord. I want to make just one observation about this chapter. When John says at the end, "Come, Lord Jesus," the word for that is Maranatha. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.